Blog Talk Radio.
Test, test. Why don't I hear myself? Test. Test, test.
Nine, are you there? 919, we hear you.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
What's up?
Yep.
Hey guys.
How's it going? Are you calling into the Metal Injection Livecast?
Yes, my first time.
Hello?
I'm here.
You found us when? Last week?
Last week.
Have you gone back to the archive and listened to
all
old
shows?
Not all of them.
All of the shows.
A bunch of them, yes.
Cool. Right. Well, thanks for listening.
No,
what's your name?
Jordan from North Carolina.
Hey, Jordan from North Carolina. What's up?
Which college basketball team do you root for down there?
Oh,
it's a big thing in North Carolina. Everybody's got their
team.
It's
a big thing. I can give a fuck.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, how often do you ride
to
Ric Flair?
It's all about the medal, man. The medal. That's it.
Do you run into Ric Flair often at the grocery store or at the liquor store probably?
He's too young to go to a liquor store, this guy.
I just see him at the nature trail.
The nature trail, I get it, because he's the
nature boy.
That's what he calls the hair on his belly.
I get
it. So are you an atheist or are you religious?
I'm totally atheist.
Very nice. Were you raised with religion in your life?
A little bit. My mom really didn't care. Kind of like we started going, then she was like, nah.
Church.
There's better things to do on a Sunday. Like
and
anything else.
Better things to spend your money on.
Yeah.
Than
well, do you have to spend your money on church? They pass the plate around.
You don't have to. You don't have to, but you're pressured to do
it. Yeah.
They make you out to be a bad person if you don't do it.
If I remember correctly, I was really young, but when we moved to this country, my parents joined a synagogue. And then one year we stopped going, and I asked my mom, why aren't we going to synagogue anymore? Not that I wanted to. Let me just make that point. And
I'm
she
curious.
Said, because they want membership fees, and I don't have that money to pay them.
That's the most Jewish reason you could possibly have to stop going to synagogue.
Yeah.
She's Jewier than anyone who actually
That's
went to the
true,
synagogue.
Because she wouldn't pay the fees.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a test.
I was just going to say, maybe it is a test.
We don't have the money to pay for the shul. Oh, you're the best Jew. It was a test. You don't have to give any money.
We were really concerned if you were really Jewish or not, but now we know definitely for 100% certainty.
All right.
A special secret shul.
Everybody sing Mashiach now.
Mashiach, 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 Mashiach,
Mashiach. Can we get this guy on the show?
I'd love
it.
This guy?
Jordan, are there any Jewish people in North Carolina?
I think there's about two.
Yeah.
Taylor.
I've never met any Jews here. I actually work for a TV provider, and I've never met any. I've met plenty of Indians, plenty of Muslims, plenty of pretty much like 90% Christians, but no Jews.
The woo-woo Indians or the dot Indians?
Oh, my God.
Darren.
Yes. I don't know. I guess the.
well,
yeah,
the
mostly,
way to tell
most
the
were
dot. Drunk, or were they
yeah,
sober?
Mostly the dot Indians.
Oh, okay.
The sober ones.
Oh no.
Sober ones.
Well, so who were the douchiest of nationalities or races that you ran into installing cable? Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who?
I gotta say, I'm. Any guy that installs cable does service work knows this is a fact. It's got to be the Indians.
Really?
Here's what they do. They will, you'll show up, you'll do the job, but they will follow you everywhere in their house.
Oh, they think you're stealing?
Yeah.
Oh, those
it's it's like they're afraid you're gonna, either going to steal something or you're going to mess up the job. It makes you really meticulous. They want everything done perfectly, and every tech hates going to Indian houses.
Well, having dated a woman of Indian descent for 2 years now, I can say that I've learned Indians are brown-skinned Jews. They're very cheap.
I mean, they got, like, really, really big houses. So. They'll have, like, the nicest, like, half a million dollar house. They'll get, like, SDTV hookup. They could easily afford, like, the best shit out there.
Well, the Bollywood stuff isn't in HD anyway, so what do they care? Is it? I don't know.
Is the Indian channel in HD?
There's like one Indian HD channel.
Hear it.
At 12 that we have.
My mom has the Russian package. No HD in Russia.
I think in North Carolina there's so few Indians that when you order the HD, the Indian channel, the Indians just come over and like dance Bollywood numbers for you.
It's live in person.
A big musical just erupts.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you ever worry about whose house you have to enter when you do your installation job?
Oh, yeah. Any, like,
have you ever, like, looked over to the left and there's a
difference? I've got a story. I've got a cool story. I was supposed to do a – I don't know if you guys have heard of the Hopper system.
No.
I know the commercials. They're funny.
The commercial. Basically, it's like our best system. I was showing up, and there's a street in downtown Raleigh, which had basically has like the same numbers. It'd be like 201 on the left side, 201 on the right side. Now, I roll up. I see 201 on the left side. I'm thinking, okay, here it is. I go up. I knock on the door, kind of, you know, a little lower-income place, knock on the door. This dude hung over, opens the door, and on his chest is white power and a swastika dead center.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't know Sean lived in North Carolina.
And I'm like, sir, you want dish? And he's looking at me like, what? Oh, sorry, wrong house.
Yeah. What, they can't get cable if they want it?
Yes, the Jews run the cable company, so no.
But I'm saying if they order cable, you got to go service their house, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We got to service everybody.
Has
so,
there
I mean,
ever
it doesn't
been
matter.
Trying to get with you?
Oh.
Any housewives?
A few of them. I've been flashed a few times.
Oh,
no way.
Nice.
I mean, it was pretty decent. You can't lie. But it's always when their husbands are downstairs when they flash you. It's some kind of weird fetish they have with service guys.
Okay.
Interesting.
Now you're going to have to go into a bit more detail.
Our cable's not really out, boy. Come to the bedroom.
Okay. Another story.
Wait, no. Hold on. Go back. All right. So you're upstairs fixing the – are you, like, installing cable or repairing cable? How does it work?
I'm fixing a box that's messing up. The DVR is not
working. I bet you are.
Yes.
Okay, so you're fixing the box.
The box.
And then this woman comes in?
Basically, she comes in. She's on the phone. And I'm not really paying much attention to her. I'm looking at the connections, making sure they're good. I look over at, like, their dresser mirror, and she is about spread eagle.
Nice.
Whoa!
Like, I mean, she had a robe on, and I didn't know she didn't have pants on, but she's just laying on the bed like I wasn't even there. Uh-huh. And I look over, like, what the fuck? I get embarrassed. I look over at her, and she's looking dead at me, not saying a word.
You're looking into some beef curtains.
So, yeah, like, I was going to say, you see her flaps?
That woman must be so repressed.
Basically, it was just, all I saw was, like, a big, dark, bushy streak.
Oh!
So, Brillo pants?
Basically,
pen.
like, fucking Scott Ian's beard. And some silk. Basically what I saw. So, I'm like, okay. Like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I run out the door. Go downstairs, pretend like I'm doing something else, then come back in. Now she's got, you know, real clothes on now, so I'm thinking, okay, it's just an accident, whatever. So I'm back to, I got the new box out, I'm going back upstairs, and she walks in again. she starts, you know, talking to me. She said, I'm sorry about all that. You know, I didn't know you were in there. I was kind of in my own little world. I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, but, you know, if you want something later on, you know.
Oh, good.
I'm dead. I'm not lying.
Was she good looking?
She was, I'd say about, she's pretty in the face. She was a little extra something, but I mean, it wasn't too bad, but.
She was a chub.
So why didn't she hit that?
She was married. Crazy redneck dude.
Maybe he has a girl.
He's probably into
also,
that.
Also, she's in the guy's house. He's in the guy's house. He doesn't know if the guy has guns.
Clearly, the guy's probably
danger.
Into it. It's probably like a tag team
How
deal.
Do you know he's into
you
it?
You get swingers. On top of the wife, and then 2 seconds later, you feel a little something between your cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
The
cable guy.
By the way, Gene Okerlund says that woman's pussy looked like Rob's ass last week.
Oh,
Rob's ass was not as hairy as I expected it to be. Let me just
the
say
crack
that.
Was yeah.
That was lint.
Dark valley.
That was not hair. That was lint.
Torment.
I have hair on my.
Said you got
I'm
a good look there.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you had to shoot it with the camera. Yeah. That's why.
I wanted to shoot it. It felt like I was in the woods with a bear.
Yeah, I was gonna say from my child of size, I'm just gonna tell you guys, I found metal injection and I've been addicted for about like. I say a week and a half now.
How long?
Going through all the podcasts. That's what I've been listening to as I'm driving to different houses.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Did you start from episode one, or are you going backwards?
Just the most recent, starting from like around like September. I've been listening. I haven't gotten like too far.
I sometimes feel like people don't know all the inside jokes that we do if they go backwards, you know?
Yeah, well, but also it's like we have.
Eventually, I'm just going to listen to them all.
Cool. But yeah, also we have 5 years of content. So
yeah,
it's hard.
Good luck.
It's difficult to expect people to go through that. But we appreciate you listening. And
should we warn him
calling.
As like initiation hazing or
yeah, well, we want to thank you for letting us make your day go by a little faster.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I really love that punk rock thing you guys did about all the guys calling us, hey, it's not real punk rock. Dude, I was fucking bawling. That whole conversation.
The BCR clip that
was
sitting
on. That was like some dude wrote an article about how what punk is today or something like that. Got all these comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Cool. Awesome.
Good.
Well, thank you for calling in. Do we have any questions for him? Any lingering questions?
No.
How many vans do you have to drive around to do your cable installations?
I work 5 days, so about 5 vans. It's like a shuffle.
How many are you in at any specific time?
Like in a week, 4. That's how many we trade vans.
But in a day, in one day.
He's not. He's not.
Not a day. Just once a day.
Thank you.
Good. That kid's good.
Yeah. You didn't even know how good he was. How good he is.
Goodbye.
Metallica just played an Antarctica.
Oh, that
They're
happened.
They're playing it right now.
It was today, yeah.
Oh, it's right now.
Oh,
going on right
whoa.
Now.
They posted some photos
on
their Facebook page.
It was supposed to start like 7, I think, right?
Yeah. They posted on their Facebook page.
They're alive and everything.
I was,
We don't know that. They're pretty old. They could just die of natural causes.
It didn't look that cold, I gotta tell you.
Is Randy Bly anywhere in the vicinity of Antarctica?
He just pushes penguins into the water. He's just running around. The penguins are standing on the edge of the ice, and down you go.
So yeah, Metallica looks like they're in like a greenhouse of some sort.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I gotta check YouTube for bootleg. Audio, bootleg footage, but there's no amps.
Wow.
So
what?
It's
through their headphones.
Yeah, everyone's wearing headphones.
What about with the drum machine? How does that work?
It's all just electronic.
There's no drum.
That was a joke.
Yeah, that was me.
The drum machine. Oh, it's piping.
See, Rob listens to so much Chromio. Yeah. He doesn't know that they don't use a drum machine.
It's all drum machine to him.
By looking at the background of these pictures, there's not as much snow as I thought there would be in Antarctica.
More here.
Maybe Lars Ulrich is just an old, shitty, malfunctioning drum machine. And that's
also global warming, maybe?
Huh.
Who knows?
Wow.
What about global warming?
Maybe look, that's why there's not that much snow.
There's not that much. Look, it's
well,
leaves.
Well, Australia is, I mean, Australia.
Antarctica.
Antarctica is a desert. They don't get much snow. It's just that whatever's there is, it accumulates because it never melts because it's so cold. But it's a desert. It's very dry. They almost never get precipitation.
Mm.
It's classified as a desert.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I ever knew that.
Must have been quite
you
a trip to go
You learned me something,
to Antarctica.
Darren.
Yeah. I'm really curious about this footage, too. This would have been a cool thing. If I had the opportunity, I would have went.
No, you wouldn't.
I wasn't invited. Sure, I would have.
Would you travel so many hours?
Yeah,
sure. Is it worth the travel?
When would you ever be able to say that not only did you go to Antarctica, but you saw a metal show, a Metallica show?
Metallica, yeah, you're right.
Two things I never want to be able to say.
Well, you wouldn't go.
No.
Sid, for you to go across the street even is like
a
struggle.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a pretty good reason.
Yeah. So you're a bad
Metallica's
dude.
Across the street. I'm staying home.
Well,
if Metallica came into his bedroom, he'd leave.
Calling in a noise complaint.
311.
Yeah.
They have to be Tegan and Sarah.
That's fine. They're not noisy. It's very pleasant.
They should play in Antarctica.
Oh. I don't think they can handle it. Though they're from Canada. They're good with the cold weather.
Yeah, but they're like 80 pounds, though.
Yeah.
They're probably...
A brisk wind would blow them away. I'd catch them.
You love Tegan and Sarah.
You'd probably have
their
to
last album not as great.
Hmm? To catch them, you'd probably have to do like physical movement.
Oh, I do physical movement for when there's a good enough reason.
Hmm. Boy,
like,
you're
there's
a
there's food to reach for.
You're a Tegan and Sarah hipster. Yeah, I like the old stuff.
Well, yeah.
That's like a hipster thing already, and you're
I just
like
everything. I didn't hate the new album. I just didn't like it. It was too dancey. And they're the Tegan and Sarah hipsters.
Give me the track that's too dancey.
I don't know most of it. Most of the albums.
What's the name
they're
of
going
the
more and more electronic. I forget. I only listened to it once. I wasn't feeling it. It was like this was months and months ago. I still haven't listened to the new Arcade Fire because the couple of songs I heard were too dancey, and I'm afraid of like listening to all of it, not liking it.
Do you like the Arcade Fire?
Love. But the new stuff that I've heard is not good. So that makes me sad.
Sorry, Sid. Sorry that your heroes have failed.
I blame you and your dance music hipster.
I am barely connected to that.
Really?
I know like three bands.
Okay.
So
three more than I know.
Well then.
Which three?
Chromeo, Daft Punk, Justice.
Oh, Dave Mustaine's son has a band?
His son's name is Justice.
We have some drops here, so
yes.
I want to remind them in the chat. Not many. There's like six here.
I'll take it.
What is that? Rabba.
Boy. I Fuck Kids.
Oh! What else?
No. My asshole is quite tight.
My asshole is quite tight, says Rob.
That's good.
There's Sean.
I want to crap in Fiji.
He wants to crap in Fiji. I don't know. That's a little talky.
Yeah,
remember.
I'm stepping
This is my first time hearing these because I was really busy today. Sid. Oh,
it pleased my suck palate.
It pleased my suck palate?
It pleased my suck palate.
And one more Sid.
Nobody would fucking AIDS, baby. Yeah.
I thought your whole plan was that...
Well, I don't know what the context of that was. I might have been just, like, talking as a character.
No, what, the AIDS baby thing?
Yeah.
That's when last...
No, I know what the subject of the AIDS babies was, but I don't remember why I said nobody would fucking AIDS
Because
baby.
You wanted to take all the babies that have AIDS and give them to people who...
The baby fuckers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they probably would abstain from fucking kids because they
Kids
have AIDS.
Okay. It's their choice. You get AIDS.
It was an interesting idea. That's why I remember it.
We should do something with that, Rob. You have the microphone. Pulse. You have the biggest reach of all of us.
What do I do with it?
I don't know. Say it.
AIDS babies for pedophiles.
Run it up the flagpole. Tell Jose and see what happens. Just corner him at the office. Like, listen, man, I've got this whole baby fucker thing figured out.
And then he says no, and you say,
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I want to thank Spanky. We started moving on to another topic, so I don't want to let that go. Thank you for the drops, as always.
Yeah.
Not as good as you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, they all have different purposes, you know what I mean?
We say our stuff specifically.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we say our stuff specifically for entertainment. That guy
Yeah.
It was just,
right.
He's anti-entertainment.
For the moment, yeah.
I knew the Grateful Dead from 1966. Who the fuck are you?
Someone who doesn't like the Grateful Dead, I would.
You are everything that's gone wrong in this world.
He looks like this. I mean, that guy's voice reminds me of this, like, Orthodox Jew, this, like, very disheveled-looking man from, like, Avenue M when I used to live in that neighborhood.
It's everyone from Avenue M.
Yeah.
He looks like a swollen emo Phillips.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That same kind of haircut. It's very strange.
I want Bob Dylan up on stage. Who the fuck are you?
What is that? Like, who's going to be impressed? You walked someone up on... Who cares?
Yeah, he didn't even play with Bob Dylan. He just...
I wiped spit off of Bob Dylan's harmonica!
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
That's more important than walking him up on stage.
He could have walked by himself.
Yeah.
Who the fuck needs that?
Yeah.
We should find this guy and heckle him.
Oh,
was Bob Dylan like...
Oh, you walked Bob Dylan up on stage? Who the fuck are you?
Oh!
I met the Black Dahlia murder one time!
Oh, I got Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder High. Who the fuck are you?
I asked irrelevant questions to Tom Araya with no follow-ups! Who the fuck are you?
I called Frankie from Amura douchebag. Who the fuck are you?
I typed in all caps at David Draymond!
And got him to eventually when he writes about something important, he wrote something.
Paul Walker dying?
Not about Paul, like, he wrote something about
that's
a
more important than that.
Something about a charity thing that he's doing
that's
very important to him. He wrote it in non-cap. He's like, I'm going to write this in non-cap so you don't have anything to shit on.
I realize the importance of this, so I'm scaling back my...
You have ruined Twitter fun for David Raven.
Ha ha.
Awesome.
David E. Rain Man.
Yeah.
You nothing!
The Grammy Awards announced their nominations.
How many did you get?
This past weekend. I'm surprisingly not nominated.
You didn't do anything in music.
All he does is music.
Well, you don't create music.
I live music, Noah.
He walked some guy from Gorguts on stage. Come on.
I walked Luke Malay from Gorguts up on stage. Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, Noah.
Ah!
Come on.
Who are you?
I got Dave Mustaine-Weed. Who the fuck are you?
Noah's the most famous porn actress from Bensonhurst. Who the fuck are you? I'm an NYU film school graduate. Sucker.
Sucker.
Studio rehearsal. Maybe something you'll learn.
So the nominees for Best Metal Performance, the Black Sabbath single, God Is Dead.
I walked them on stage too!
Dream Theater, The Enemy Inside. Killswitch Engage,
yeah.
In Due Time, kind of a surprising.
Why is that a surprise?
Good for them.
Oh, just that Killswitch Engage is even on the Grammy radar. But I guess they always have like a newer...
That's the like underrated, you know...
Well... I'll take with the Grammys. It's like you take what you can get.
Yeah.
And then Volbeat.
Yes, I don't know why.
Volbeat featuring King Diamond, Room 24, which I don't even really think is a metal song.
That song where it sucks for like 3 minutes and then King Diamond comes in and it's awesome.
It's really good.
And then it sucks again when he's done.
Yeah.
The only reason why is because King Diamond is on that track.
Yeah.
That's why they're nominated. Is this the first time? This isn't the first time King Diamond is nominated for a Grammy, is it?
Maybe. Unless he did a cover of something. The Anthrax nominated as well for their cover of TNT because not enough original metal songs came out. They have to nominate
of them were shitty.
They have to nominate an irrelevant band from 25 years ago covering another
band. There's one cover song nominated for a Grammy. It's ridiculous.
Why do they do that?
I have no idea.
Because nobody who listens to metal actually has anything to do with
the Grammy. Probably all the Grammy guys are like, I know TNT. Let's put that on.
I'm calling it now. Black Sabbath is winning, without question.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're also nominated for Best Rock Song for God Is Dead.
Those are all
Best Rock
Album. Will that
even
be on the TV broadcast?
No.
Metal? No. The Best Metal Performance is not. Rock Song, I think, maybe. But Rock Album is.
Who's the
Rock fan? Also nominated for Best Rock Album? Led Zeppelin Celebration Day.
They're all dead.
A live album.
Aren't half the band dead?
One of them.
These are all songs that were recorded 45 years ago.
Yeah. And then Kings of Leon and Queens of the Stone Age.
Kings and Queens, nice.
And David Bowie. His new
Kings of Leon are so shitty.
Oh. Also for Best Rock Song nominated, that Dave Grohl, Paul McCartney, Chris Novoselic, Pat Smear song. Because obviously they want those people showing up.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You don't want people from good metal bands showing up.
And then Metallica.
And they push people off stage.
Yeah. Yeah, Mayhem never going to be nominated for a Grammy. Well, or Gorguts.
Yeah. I think Sid meant somebody else.
I interviewed... Oh, Lamb of God. Lamb of God have been nominated for... Last year they were nominated. Yeah.
Isn't it Novoselic, by the way?
Oh. Novoselic.
Okay.
Were you serious? Or just... Metallica. Sid lost it.
That is so good.
Novoselic.
Yeah. Chris Novoselic.
Metallica nominated for Best Recording Package for their Through the Never soundtrack. I guess it looked nice. I guess it didn't sound nice,
Any
though.
Any other nice looking packages get nominated?
David Bowie, Jay-Z.
What is this, the Gay AVN Awards? The nice
Hold on a second.
Package?
What was the category?
Best Recording Package.
What
Best
does that
package.
Mean?
Like the CD layout.
The guy
they
with the biggest junk wins.
Yeah, there's a nomination thing for that, yeah. Well, sure, it's like a technical award, like best production. That's an award.
Okay.
All right, we got another caller, 562.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the live cast.
Hi, this is Mario calling from California.
Hello, Mario calling from California. How are you?
Who are you? Holy shit.
What's up?
I've been better. I'm sitting in front of a Walmart right now.
Why?
What are you doing in front of a Walmart?
I just bought myself a case for iPhone.
A case for Iceland?
Case for, his
for my iPhone.
Oh, a case for your iPhone.
And
yeah.
You felt to call us and tell us about it.
What happened?
Yeah, I figured, hey, well, why not?
Good point.
Nothing! You nothing!
Who is this?
That's your inner dialogue.
Huh. Sounds accurate.
You will never be anything.
Oh, no.
Never.
I'm just kidding. You bought an iPhone. That's a plus.
No, he already
a
had
case.
The iPhone.
The case.
Right.
But
he has wait, you don't have an iPhone?
Just the case.
No, I just bought it today.
Oh, congratulations.
Right. So what kind of case did you get for it?
Did you get a 5C? 3G. Did you get a 5... What's the S? Oh, the fancy one.
What does the S stand for?
Speed.
Sex.
What does the C stand for?
Color.
No.
Cunt.
You can't say that on a podcast.
Yeah, you can't say that on our show. You cannot say cunt.
Can we bleep that?
I can't fucking say cunt.
We're gonna have to edit all of this out later.
Yeah, it won't make it.
So why are you calling? You're interrupting our Grammy conversation.
I apologize. I haven't had the chance to listen for a few weeks now, and I felt I should call in and finally listen live.
For your sins?
Yeah. And also, the episodes are available for archive at metalinjection.net/livecast. Yeah, you can download them. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been listening since episode zero. I just I haven't had the opportunity to go online and find them.
Oh, well, you should subscribe.
No, he's suffering from withdrawal. That's why you called us.
You
needed to hear our voice.
What have you been so busy
exactly.
doing? Download.
Well, now he has his new iPhone.
Work and school, and plus I haven't had Wi-Fi.
How do you live?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an accounting clerk for a manufacturing company.
Fancy.
This is our most upscale
listener.
Wow.
And where do you go to school?
College.
Yeah, which one?
He doesn't want to tell.
It's Cerritos College in Norwalk.
Cerritos College?
Whoa.
Cerritos, yeah.
Huh? What?
Was he making a joke or did it just sound like Doritos?
Yeah, what college is it again?
Cerritos.
Oh,
Cerritos. Okay.
Okay.
I wish it was Doritos College.
Ranch Cerritos University. That's like McDonald's Clown College.
Yeah.
You had a flip burger. Cerritos. Cerritos, what kind of college is that? Is that like Apex Tech or something?
It's community college.
Yeah, all right. Whereabouts is that located?
California.
It's in Norwalk, California.
Yeah, you don't travel to go to Doritos College.
No.
Pringles University. I would stick to dorms.
Imagine when he gets
for Doritos, it's just a commuter school.
Or Dipsy Doodles.
But he goes out into the workforce and he like presents his resume and all that, and the guy looks it over. Oh yeah, okay, you did this and that. Doritos College. The fuck?
Maybe he's an alum. Maybe he's applying with an alum, and he'll know the. It's like, oh.
You know the S is right next to the D on the keyboard, right? You better be careful with that resume.
Proof bad. It. Proof it.
I should do that.
Gene Okerlund says, Sean jerked off inside of Doritos College.
Yeah. That's some good caller laughter. Usually don't get that. Usually our callers are fucking comatose and they don't know what we're saying. This gets cracking up. I love it.
So how close are you to graduating?
I got a ways.
It's still a while off before you dip into the workforce, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, you've got that diploma in the bag.
When they give out the diplomas, do they leave an orange residue on your fingers?
Can you pay a little extra for the Supreme diploma?
No.
I wonder if they give the spicy diploma.
There you go.
Yes.
This is like that awkward moment when you're done getting your dick sucked at the glory hole, and you're just like, oh, who leaves?
You know a lot
first?
About that, don't you, Sid?
Damn right.
But seriously, corner flower diploma.
Best
Only
use of the
flower.
Quarter flower meme in the history of...
Only flower. Wow, yeah. Shocking.
Right. You want it crumbling in your hand.
I wish you a lot of luck, because when the exams come and it's crunch time, you want to... really nail it.
Oh.
I got finals in 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Oh. They got to crunch down quite a bit.
Because if you fail, then they're just going to say, this is nacho diploma.
Oh, the puns never end. Nacho diploma is definitely the episode title. His laughter is making it.
Amplifying the situation.
You think there's like a horde of stoners that just hang around the campus not realizing they think it's the Doritos plant?
Sorry, that's even better.
Son of a bitch.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you guys.
How many diplomas will you get at the end of your term in school?
Hopefully about one.
Goodbye.
I like the goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, goodbye. I said goodbye.
Goodbye.
Doritos are like super Doritos. Yeah. Someone alerted me to the Tegan and Sarah song. That's the hit. You want to hear
Uh-oh.
It?
Uh-oh.
No, this is really
okay.
A hit. I'm not gonna play Smell Your Dick or anything.
Damn it.
You want me to?
No.
Always want you to play that.
Let's see. I think, that version got jacked by copyright.
What's the song title?
Closer?
Yeah. That was the single.
It is Closer. All
right. Yeah. It's not bad, but it's just a little too dancey.
All I wanna get is I already hear it with that chord.
Yeah. Yeah.
You listen to this? All
I wanna know is I listened to this album once.
He says he doesn't like this album.
Closer?
I'm not like a
I would say I'm a fan. Rob's I've heard a few songs.
I'm into it. Yeah. Finally, I can get into some Tegan Sarah.
This is a little too like beep boop bop boop beep.
This is like Jewel's album when she remade herself into.
Oh God! Why do you know that?
What's I like that? I like her, okay. her good albums, her previous yeah. album,
Everybody
but then
ends up going dancing.
She tried to become like a pop star
yeah.
hooer, I believe.
Liz Phair did the same thing.
Like, oh yeah,
a little
that's
bit
right.
more successful for her, but she also lost all credibility after that.
But that Jewel album was awful,
yeah.
awful, awful. And then she went in her videos and like half naked,
yeah.
and it was like so forced.
It's like yeah, that would have been nice when you were in your early 20s.
I mean, it's just the whole point of it was like she was so. It was about the music with her, and then all of a sudden now she's got her tits out.
Yeah, now
and it was
like, can I just please be famous?
Yeah, because she started getting a little older,
yeah.
you know. So you think Tegan and Sarah are going to do that? Is that the next album?
Yeah. well, their target audience is lesbians, so I don't think...
So lesbians want to see tits, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that...
Well, they don't have any, though.
They don't go to, like, strip clubs and whatnot, lesbians.
Right, but you could engineer it towards, you know... Like, just wear a wife beater and don't show your arms.
Okay, well, they might already do that.
Oh, in the video.
That's what I do. Lesbians love me. At home, I got the wife beater, my armpit hair flying everywhere.
Well, right now you're
like,
wearing the...
It's like Scott Ian's beard in my armpit. Let's keep going with that theme.
We learned so much this episode, I
actually,
must
my,
say.
My armpits are not that hairy, actually. It's very surprising.
Is the hair short or is it long?
It's short.
Sure,
you'd think
long.
I'd have like
long.
I have back hair and hair all over my chest. You'd think my armpits would be disgusting, but
yeah.
they're not that bad. It's weird.
Wow.
Gene Oakland wants
you.
To know if Rob would finger Jewel in public.
Mm.
Sure. Jewel probably looks like she has a well-kempt pussy.
Oh, jeez.
A well-kempt pussy?
How do you
pussy?
Know that from what?
She looks like she showers.
That's
all it takes.
That's how you kempt your vagina.
Well, I'm saying probably also trims, I feel. I feel like she's a trimmer.
She's a very well put together lady.
Yeah.
I've met her in person.
Take my vagina.
That's what she would say to you.
She would. No, actually, what she would say is, you mediocre piece of shit!
Who are you?
I'm Jewel.
You nothing.
You nothing. That's my favorite one. You nothing. You're a nothing. Troll, motherfucker. He's worse than the Steve.
He's
Harvey.
A troll in every way.
Yeah, he's trolling the guy. I don't think he's trolling. I think the guy trolled him with the trumpet.
Well, the guy was just there playing trumpet.
I don't think
he just showed up because he's like, where can I go where I could annoy someone?
He's just trying to make a buck.
But I mean, I feel like trolling implies that you know what you're doing is not genuine.
Yeah.
And you just,
I don't know.
When he
throws
genuine.
In that sucker, I
sucker!
Hope that's
yeah.
there's
I
some self-aware weirdness there, not just him thinking that that's
maybe.
Like a cool thing to say.
I could see that.
I
but
know.
I don't know. I think he's just that out of touch.
Yeah.
He thinks sucker is a hip insult.
Yeah. That's his NYC cred. He calls people sucker.
And that's as vile as he can get.
I'm very straight!
Without Hashem punishing him.
And Moshiach.
Moshiach, Moshiach, Moshiach.
I walked Moshiach guy on stage! Two times! Bring your David! Mordecai sent David into his dressing room and I helped him put on his kippah!
I spread applesauce on his latkes.
I combed Modest Yahoo's payas. And who are you?
Oh, God.
I was best friends with Teetle Teetle Guy in college in NYU. You prick.
I know that guy, Ted Teetle, right?
Ted Teetle is my best friend.
Who are you?
That should be, from now on, whenever we have a caller, instead of saying hello, caller, we just
yeah,
play that drop.
Good
that's
idea.
A great idea.
515.
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You any card of honors? Anybody know who you are?
That's, you should just play these clips like whenever you do interviews, Rob, from now on.
Who are you? Anyone know who you are?
Yeah.
Psyopus.
You hate that band. You never interview them.
I love that band. Stop it.
Prove it.
Yeah. Marry that band. It's legal in New York now.
You can't marry a band.
You can marry
a band. You can't marry a beyond.
That's some good comments.
I figured Jewel in public. Who the fuck are you? Rob walked Jose Mangan into his studio. Who the fuck are you? Oh. Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
This is going to be like the first episode that Jose listens to. No, just to support us.
Well, just in case.
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
He's a hardworking citizen.
He's going to be like, you know what? Maybe I will think about bringing that live cast on as the morning show on Liquid Metal. But I want to just listen to the episode.
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Thanks for ruining our chances,
It sounds like you say Jose Maggot, doesn't it? Listen.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
Jose Maggot.
He's saying Jose Maggin David.
Jose Maggin
David.
He's like a mucus coming out.
There's a lot of hacking going on. I don't know what that is.
Hey, Moshiach. Mangin.
Are you yawning?
He's very bored by Judaism.
Yeah. I'm over Judaism.
Dear God.
Yes, exactly. Moshiach.
Overhead. I'm over it.
Okay.
Overhead.
Mashiach.
Catchy.
Last week I had that Cut Your Dick Off song stuck in my head all week. Now it's going to be this.
Yeah.
Never ends with this fucking show.
We could remedy that.
Oh, no.
Cut your
dick off. Yeah.
Such good production values. It's like the first Wu-Tang album. My face hurts.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say my cheeks hurt.
Yeah.
That'd be a drop.
It's so catchy.
Mashiach.
It's like the theme music for a Jewish superhero. I remember there used to be the show on Comedy Central called Freak Show. Do you remember the show? It was like, it was a cartoon, and like the voice were like Janine Garofalo, David Cross.
It rings a bell. I don't think I ever saw it.
It was like these circus freaks that worked for the government like on the side and would team up to fight terrorists and international crime and stuff. And there was one episode where people's foreskin was getting stolen.
Oh.
And it turns out that it was all the rabbis of the world were stealing everybody's foreskin because Moshiach was coming back and it was like a foreskin monster.
Oh, they had to give him a body?
Yeah, and it was all the world's foreskin formed into like this monster. And it was like these rabbis worshipping the foreskin monster named Moshiach.
That sounds like my kind of show.
Yeah, it was great. It was one season and they canceled it. It was really
funny. What
was
it called again?
Freak Show.
Freak Show.
Yeah.
Was it always something grandiose like that?
Yeah, for the most part. Okay. Like Toby Keith was in an episode.
Wow.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it was weird and very funny.
Is it on Netflix?
I have no idea. Maybe. I hope so. But they put it out on DVD, so maybe. I have the DVD set.
They should reissue that with Moshiach on the soundtrack.
It might be, all I know. I didn't know
the
song then, so I should go back and listen.
It's apparently a very old song. The video is very grainy and like it looks like the 70s.
I feel like I've heard it at weddings or something.
I heard
Jewish
it.
Weddings I've been to.
I was watching B-Cat, and there was the Jewish version of like a Black Panther was on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you must go write your congressman. There is a Jew warrior in prison, and all he did was made us some horrible terrorist. You know what he did? Actually, he like 25 years ago, he told he was working for the CIA, and he gave he gave intelligence that he wasn't supposed to give to the Israelis, and telling them where certain Palestinians were living, and they went and like blew them up, and he got arrested, obviously, which he clearly should have gotten arrested, and the guy's like, write to your congressman to release this great Jewish man, the CIA agent. And so right after that, they played this clip of Mashiach.
Maybe that was that guy.
Imagine. Yeah, he's also a musician.
That's why he never had a follow-up single. That was his one hit. And then he got arrested.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy. It's the Slick Rick of Jewish music.
Maybe that's why they say, oi, 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 because he's in prison now.
Very sad.
I'm yawning so much, you guys.
Yawn.
Very rude.
It's because you got all those pillows on your seat. You feel too comfy.
There's also a tear coming from your eye.
It's from all this yawning.
Well, then let it slowly drip down my
Who the fuck is that tear?
Who the fuck are you?
Shedding a tear.
Nothing. You nothing.
One tear, you're nothing.
You're nothing.
Get off of that man's face.
All of North America, who are you? Who are you?
I love how he goes right in. It's all one sentence.
This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you?
You take a breath.
No, no commas in that sentence.
Who are you? Yeah.
I want to know where that was. So bad. I want to go there.
On Avenue M and East 18th Street.
If only.
Sorry. All right. Well, it's been a wonderful show.
Yes.
But we got to get going. We got to walk Bob Dylan up to the stage.
We had a request for a Bangs song, which I feel is long overdue. I haven't played Bangs in a while.
Yeah, let's play us out with some Bangs.
I would like to play a little High Heater. If no one objects to that,
I'm all for it.
It's cold out. We should put the heater on to high.
Yeah, this is an ode to space heaters.
Hi, heater. How you doing? Long time no see.
Ooh, so much warmer now.
Yeah. Hi, heater. How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you hit on me, the more that I do my thing. Hi, heater. I know you're hitting on me, you know I'm doing my thing. I'm getting money like a paper. Hustling so hard, let it see me spinning all my grind. When haters see me saying that's not right. When I go to the club, let it show me love. And haters wanna fight me, why? Cause you see me, I'm so fly, no lies. Do your own shit, and stop hitting on me. When you see me with my own chick, yeah. You know what I mean? Hi, hater, how you doing? I know that you're hitting.
Who are you?
The more that I do my thing.
Who are you?
Hey, Nira, how you doing? I know that you're hating on me.
Who are you?
That you hate on me. The more that I do my thing.
Who are you?
Don't hit on me when you see me with other chicks on the street. Cause she gets under your friend. She's saying hi to you, boy bang. Cause I don't wanna go home. See you said alone later on. You act like you don't know what's going on. If you wanna show me love back, you wanna show me respect. I don't care if you hit on me. To my haters out there, the more you hit on me, the more I keep doing my thing. Hi, hater, I need you, hater. Hi,
hater.
The more that you hate on me, the more that I do my thing. Hi, hater. How you doing? The more that you hate on me, the more that you hate on me.
I love slow loads.
I'm about to die. I love my haters when they talk about me. And I'm here to shine. I will.
Oh, that's not really
good. Yeah. I gotta eat, I gotta talk. Why you hit on me? Information, reality, you dead, bro. I'm a king of VIC. Everybody know me. You got a little camera on your room. And you wanna diss me. Ha ha, ha ha. It's funny, man. Look up my name on the line, on the air like a bird.
Noah has AIDS.
How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me.
Cut it out.
That you hate on me, the more that I do.
Come on, guys.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
How you doing? I know that you're hitting on me. The more that you hit on me, the more.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit. Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
But the people back home,
I feel like China.
Here in Australia, all around the world, keep hitting. But we still, we got our boys out there.
This is Democracy Manifest.
You're going to see me on TV.
Get your hand off my penis!
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.